deserve all the glory. You deserve all the glory. We thank you once again. In your presence, that there's fullness of joy. Lord, we thank you, King of glory, for the opportunity once again to gather in your presence. That is an honor, it's a privilege. We thank you indeed. Many gather to mourn. But this morning, Daddy, we are here in your presence to celebrate, to receive, to be spoken to, Lord, and to be directed. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Even as we're about to go, King of glory, to study your word. The Bible said in the book of John that the word of God is the way, is the life, is the truth. Therefore, Father, we pray by your mercy, Daddy, by your mercy, by your divine teaching, Daddy, teach each and every one of us. May our heart be open, even as we read, even as we study your word this morning. I said that your word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Let your word inspire us today, each and every one of us. Open our heart to understand you more. Give us the full knowledge of who you are through your word tonight, this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, take absolute control. As that man was studying the word of God, but he could not understand, God sent his Holy Spirit. And he began to open his eyes. He began to give him the understanding. That we pray for understanding this morning. We pray that our eyes shall be open. Things we did not know before. Daddy, today we say, wow, this is all about you. May we receive, as we study, receive the benefit of studying your word. And we will know the truth and we set us free. We know the right way to go so that we will not follow the wrong path. To the glory of your name, in Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen. And amen. May you be seated, brethren. We're going to our classes.
He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for he is King. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Do you know Christ is King? He's coming back again. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Do you know? Do you know him? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know who Christ is King? He's the Lord, he's King. He's your life, he's your way. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brethren. Praise the Lord. Praise him now. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Everlasting King of glory. Daddy, we bow to your humbleness. Daddy, we thank you for the privilege to allow yourself to wash our filthy feet. Daddy, we thank you. We did not take it for granted. Daddy, what an honor to be washed by the King of Kings. What an honor for the master to serve the servants. We say, may your name be glorified. Daddy, forever as a person, Daddy, I will remember this day. Because, Daddy, for you to wash my feet, I am cleaned. I am saved in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the knowledge, for opening our eyes more, for the sacrifice you've done, even when you are still alive. May your name be glorified, Daddy. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Wow, I was just going to, normally I'll stay in my class. This time, I was overloaded, though, brethren. I was going to from class to class. I went to this class, I don't want to go. I went to that, I don't want to leave. And when I came back to my class, whoa, I was like, God, I think I need to allow the Holy Spirit to come and talk. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for being in your presence once again. Bro, come and speak. Bros, can you please read the introduction, please?
Okay. Our culture doesn't put much value on serving. We are much more impressed with fame or acclaim. No reality television producers are searching the land for the next American servant. Even in Christian circles, we tend to elevate the superstar preachers and the mega hit musicians, faithful men and women serving in small churches or visiting hospice patients don't get much notice.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Group discussions, brethren. Because of time, because we don't have much time, I'm just going to go straight to the questions. Praise the Lord. The first question says, which goes to glorious wonders? Praise the Lord. And the question says, imagine that you were one of the disciples in the room that night. What moods or emotions do you think were present as the evening unfolded?
We had so many responses for that first part. I'll be surprised in the sense that you have the master who is washing your feet. First of all, that's a surprise to me. And another one will be on being uncomfortable. You know he's a master, and of course, these are different feelings. I'm not surprised and uncomfortable at the same time. There are different feelings from our group members. So I'll be uncomfortable in the sense that I know him as a master, and then he's doing that to me. Also, I'll be humbled to have somebody like Jesus Christ trying to wash my feet. Okay. And another one is feeling bad, having bad feelings, so feeling uneasy. With the fact that the master is trying to wash your feet, would have expected us or one of the disciples to anticipate and embarrass as well. I would classify that as short-term feelings. As a long-term feeling, somebody said he'll be blessed or she'll be blessed being having the feet being washed by the master.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I trust God and I believe we all believe the things they put down, really. You'd be ashamed looking at yourself. Pastor Dupe washing your feet and with there. It's uncomfortable. And that's the reaction, to be honest, we expected of us when as a servant, as someone serving in the house of God, and you know that after service, the chairs has to be removed, packed back in order to stay, put this place in order. And you were sitting there waiting for Pastor Clara to come and start packing the chair. Or even, let me just go about Pastor. Mommy standing there at her age. You expected her to start packing this chair by the side. Jesus opened our eyes that as the servants in the house or the workers in the house, we have a responsibilities. We have a responsibilities. Do you understand? And in that responsibility, though it doesn't matter who goes there, but you being there, Jesus wants us to know that as a servant, we have responsibilities. And we shouldn't be waiting anyway. We shouldn't be waiting for Bro Collins to start first. Since he does. Jesus Christ just want to show us that it does not matter, because the disciples were shocked because they wasn't expecting Jesus to do that, wasn't it? They wasn't expecting the big one to do that. But Jesus Christ also let them know that it still doesn't matter. To be honest, it still doesn't matter who does that, but the work must be done. Because according to the scripture, we notice that that's the culture of the land. As a Word Fountain Christian ministry, we know when we start, we have to do an open prayer, isn't it? And when the time for open prayers, the choirs will be waiting. Do you understand? So that's just to remind us that things need to be done. As a servant, you need to know what to do at the right time, at the right moment. Praise the living God. They are shocked. Like me, I will be shocked. It's just a waking up call, brethren. In fact, it's a waking up call as the children of God to know what to do. and there's assignment to accomplish, because that has been there before. And that assignment must be accomplished. And that's why Jesus, since no one wanted to do that, then he stood up and take the responsibilities. Also to remind us that we have responsibilities in this life, because we are called to serve. We are called to serve and serve one another. Position does not matter anyway. Position does not matter. I was in the Philadelphia class. They are saying that it doesn't matter whether you are, because some of them will say, like, I don't know whether it's in this class, you are saying that, how can I be the one to wash? And when you wash others, like here now, nobody wants to be at the bottom. That's the world we are. Everybody wants to be there. So when you want me to start washing feet, does that sound right? Me start washing, everybody coming, including my enemy, mind you. The one who... God bless. That's why I want to bring... let us to be honest, including his enemy. He doesn't even care. So service is all about selfless. He served everyone. Me washing. And there are some of them, sometimes, if you're a carer, for example, there are some of them you want to dress. When they remove their shoe, oh, Jesus Christ. But Jesus does not, he doesn't even care about the smellings. All he knows that he wants to finish the work the daddy sent him for you and I to be cleaned. And that's what he shows. He wants to do his last bid before he finished the work on the cross. That's what God opened my eyes there. He wants to do his last bid of the work when he's still alive. Let me wash off their legs. They've worked so long, they step into many things, ungodly, unclean. So before I go, I must finish the work so that I will clean the leg. Then when I say, Daddy, I have finished my work, then I'll go to the cross and rest. That's what Jesus Christ did. And that's what he showed you and I. So we need to celebrate that washing of feet. He washed us. He washed the disciples. Can you imagine? He washed his own, the disciples' brethren. And you and I, we are the disciples of Christ. He washed their feet and set them apart and prepared them for the journey, brethren. He washed their feet and he prepared them. He prepared them. And when Jesus Christ left, the disciples continued from where Jesus stopped, because the gospel must continue. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Question 2. Why do you think the disciples didn't wash the dust from their own feet as they enter this house, Philadelphia? You get the question? Question 2. Why do you think the disciples didn't wash the dust from their own feet as they entered the house? Why? I'm sure that I've already said to your class, it's not me to ask. You got to. I asked you the question. I said, Philadelphia. Yeah, exactly.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because the tradition those days was that the servants will be the least among them will be the one that washes their feet. That was their tradition. Yeah. So they're all disciples. They're all equal. Mm. So they don't expect anyone else to wash each other's feet because they're equal. So they just went in. If they had a servant there or someone, because it's the job of the servant to stand on the door and be washing people's feet. So if they had a servant there, then they will know that that's his job. But because they were all equal, we are all equal, so they just went in without washing their feet.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That simple means in a short form, pride. Pride. Nobody wants to go. But if they really know what servant means, as sister, you say we are all equal. That's what Jesus Christ just showed to them. Once you are called to serve, you are a servant. So you go to come and serve regardless of what the work is. Even if it is cleaning the toilets. Yes. Even if it is sweeping. There was a day, there was something. I am sorry to say this, and Pastor Winford, I'm sorry to say your name. I was told there was a day we have children's family arena. After, I think we need people to help us to arrange. And that was on Sunday. After that, we have to start on Monday, I think. But do you know that nobody helps the family arena, you children, to arrange it? I was told that Pastor Winford, and he's supposed to start work by 8 o'clock. He came, he just got ready. I believe he dressed up as he was going to work. And he came, him alone, and set the family arena. Then before going to work, 8 o'clock. That is what it's all about. It does not matter the service God called you. When you are working, when you are doing the work that you are called, it's not the pastor. Someone has already called you before you are chosen. And the caller is God Almighty. So when you're doing the work that you are called for, you are working for the one who called you, and which is the Lord Jesus. Because he showed us what servant means. Being a servant, whether you are pastor, whether you are that, forget about it. It's the pride. And that pride is going to put many of us down at the last days. You see, that's true. Many of the, sometimes I know pastor is trying to, sorry to say that, our senior pastor, our mommy, she always tries to avoid being served. Because I think she understands, or she doesn't, she understood what it means. What she's a servant of God. So she believes that she's going to serve everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes you want to come and take her, but we say, no. I say, mommy, unfortunately, you cannot deny me that because I want to. Yeah, I always told her that. Actually, she said she will start laughing. Anytime I say, mommy, this one is not ministering. Can you please allow me to get that blessings? When you humbled yourself in your service, God is lifting you up. One day, Sunday, somebody will serve you. And that's what Jesus Christ is telling us. That you wash somebody's feet today. President might be the one to wash your feet tomorrow. That's what Jesus is. He's using himself as an example for us. The Bible said that he is the way. So that is the way he wants to pattern up. Because that's the main reason why he came. That's the main reason why he came. He wants us to understand what it means to be a servant. Your post here on earth does not matter. Those are the names just to help you to know the area you are or your core. But at the same time, we got to work as one. As one. Praise the Lord. Number three. What did Jesus know that the disciples did not know? Please, because of time, we don't have time. I think I might take only two more questions because we don't have time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what the first one is Jesus Christ. He knew that someone among them is going to betray him. And yet he treated them all equally. That's what God is trying to bring in here. Jesus knew that Judas Iscariot is going to betray him. And yet, he didn't become angry with him. He didn't bring any enmity with him. But I believe Jesus will even love him more because he knows that he's going to the wrong way. But knowing that is the only way for him to go. He walked with him. He walked with his enemy. Sister Florence, tell me the truth. If you know that tomorrow I'll go to Minister Favor, say, Minister Favor, this Sister Florence, I think it's too much. Tomorrow, we're going to kidnap her. And you already know. And me and Pastor, me and Minister. And we'll be asking for, I'm rich. I'll be asking for 2.5 billion pounds, not naira. We did that in Nigeria. Let us, because that's what the picture wants us to see. Because he betrayed him just for money. The word now, and I'm sorry to say that, he's ruling with money. Everybody wants to be rich. Everybody wants to be famous. And Sister Flores, and tomorrow we're going to kidnap you. And the pastor say, oh, the World Fountain Christian Ministry. Oh, yeah, line up here. Sister Flores is going to wash your feet. I'll be targeting minister. If it's me, I'll be targeting this sister, Minister Favor and Minister Nkiru. If the cold water, when is that? I'll pour hot water. Yes, that is the mentality of human being. But God, Jesus is not like that. True. I will make sure that my eyes is wide open to make sure that I've already knew what you're about to do. So don't think, and when you're coming, I'll be smiling. Ha, God bless you. Quit, God bless. God bless you. Also, but I know what I'm doing. Jesus, as he was washing the feet of Judas, he's praying for his soul. He was praying for his soul. Brethren, when it comes to service, you don't need to discriminate. This is my family. We're all in one family. In one family, you need to serve as one. That is what it's all about. Jesus Christ, he did not discriminate, knowing that through this one, my life is going to end. He still gave him all the love that other disciples. He wants us to serve with love. He wants to serve us with tolerance. I'm sorry, I'm going to end here because of time. I'm just going to round up. He wants to serve. He wants us to serve with tolerance. No matter what, if brother hit you, I know it's not possible. Even the Bible say, if your brothers, if they slap you, I show the other side. I'm not slapping the second one. Oh, I'm not there with that one. But that's what Bible says. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what Jesus Christ is telling us. And again, service also need endurance. You need to endure because many will step on your toes. Many. Even people, sometimes you look at them and look at this. I'm even better. This one, is it not sister and pastor? I mean, are you getting me? But Jesus Christ, he humbled himself. Instead, he humbled himself. Low. Even can you imagine the servant was higher than the master? Come on, who does that? I'm the head. After I'm the head. I'm the leader for the prayer mentors. What I say? No. Minister Favor, you must. No. We have no. But Jesus said, we all work together as one. Amen. He carried everyone. He carried, that's what God wants us, brethren. Tolerance, loving one another, accepting one another, unity, no discrimination. When there's discrimination, look at, if Jesus Christ, because he asked them, if you remember the story, he said, do you know someone among you? We're definitely going to betray me. Had it been Jesus Christ discriminated about him, the Judas would be like, ouch, I think it's me. I will go and rethink, and he will not fulfill the purpose of God in the life of Jesus. Are you getting me? But Jesus Christ treated them all. Because if the rest of the disciples noticed or knew that Judas Iscariot is the one to kill, Peter alone will kill Judas because he still wants to stay with Jesus. But that wasn't the plan why God called him. God called him to serve to a certain time and let the followers to know what it means to serve. It's selfless. It's not all about you. Serving is not all about you. It's people you are serving. Make them comfortable. Make them have peace. I mean, when they see you, because I believe after that washing of feet, most of them that have been seeing Jesus will start to see him in a different way. They begin to see him in a different way. They even begin to want to, because I bet that they'll still be like, what kind of man is this? How can he? But because it's one of the assignment, because it's one of the purpose that he was called, he came to wash us. He first of all showed us that if we can be washed with water, he can do the most powerful one on the cross. He started washing us with water and accomplished the blood on the cross. When he washes us, he washes away our sins, washes away our filthiness. He washes away the covenant that has been made, whether we know or not. All the laws that is against us, because of the washing of the feet, it was broken in that. Because I believe that Jesus, as he was washing them, he was at the same time praying and declaring into their life and still reminding God what he said concerning his children and still telling God, yes, you called me to, therefore, I'm going to do this. Brethren, as a servant, not only everyone is a servant. It does not matter whether you have post or not, We are all servants of God's. Whether you are sitting down there, you are a servant of God. Whether you are the pastor, you are a servant of God. Whether you are the usher, you are a servant of God. Jesus has given us a life to live. He has showed us that being a servant, you are doing the work of the one who called you, not the work of the pastor, because pastor called. And he doesn't want us to do eye service, because sometimes we do eye service. We do eye service. At the last day, we're going to stand before him. We're going to stand before him and give account. Jesus Christ was open. Another one, be open. Jesus Christ was open in his service. Jesus Christ was open in his service. I want us to rise up. Praise the Lord. I want you to look into your life. Is there anything that you think that is missing in your service with God? I want you, first of all, to ask God to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you in area you find yourself you are not doing the work properly. Whether you are usher, whether you are a church comer, whoever you are, in the service, in the church, in your working place, in your families, I want you to begin to ask God. I want you to begin to ask God to forgive you. I want you to ask him, Daddy, brethren, talk to God concerning your service with him. You think that you are serving because pastor has given you the post. You are serving the King of Glory. You are serving the one who first called you, because he said, before you were born, I know you. I am the one that called you. It's not the pastor. It's just the reason why pastor also called you is the revelation given to him, so that men will know that you already been chosen. I want you to begin to ask God that in any way I've come short of the service as your servant, that I ask for your grace. I ask for your grace. And brethren, I want us to also ask God to give us that grace to follow the step of Jesus. Ask God to give you the grace to follow the step of Jesus, because that is a right direction. That is a good example, regardless of who he is. The disciples there were surprised. What on earth is this Jesus thinking? What is he thinking? Why on earth can he humble himself? How would he even kneeling down, touching my filthy legs? In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Daddy, we bless you. In every areas of our life, Daddy, that our service is missing, we pray, Lord King of Glory, the fulfillment in those areas. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, open our eyes. Help us to understand more what it is to be a servant. Daddy, make us to understand that service is selfless. Service is all about the people you are putting to my head. Jesus Christ said, when he finished his service, he said, Daddy, I have finished what you have sent me. Make us to understand that you've sent us here on earth for a purpose. And that service will not go against us, brethren. I want you to pray that the service of God, he called you, that you will not go against you. And he pray that you will not be a victim to the service of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Now we bless your holy name, for your word is powerful, and you have opened our eyes, and by the mercies of God, give us the understanding, so that as we be going today, Lord, we begin to practice according to the right direction, as our master Jesus has taught us. For in Jesus' awesome name, we pray and agreed. Amen and amen.